Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our three-part series on risk reduction.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the reality of risk. And as an investor, you've got to accept some level of risk. Let's talk about how you can reduce the risk and keep the return as positive as possible. Last program, we talked to sticking to what you understand. That is, what breed of real estate do you feel most confident in, and where are you going to start? And if you don't have a great wisdom in that arena, make sure you're next to someone who does.
That's so important. Stick with what you understand. If you don't understand an investment and somebody says it's really great, you're really hoping that they are right. And they could be as wrong as they are right, and don't bet your money on that type of a situation. In my opinion, you should always, even if you're solidly invested and you like everything that you've got, always be shopping. Have a shopper's mentality. What that suggests is what's available on the market, what type of yields is it purported to produce, what is the cap rate, what's price per square foot, price per unit or per door as it's referred to. Be aware of where the market is, and the best thing you can do is act as a buyer at all times, whether you're buying or not.
Be a student of the market trends. You may find an opportunity where you can switch out what you have to something that's much better return and lower risk. So you want to be aware. I would encourage you to consider getting an assessment of the property you own currently, whether it's your personal residence or investment property. Just do it annually. Who doesn't take a look at their investments annually? You get the reports from your Morgan Stanley broker or whoever. Let's do the same thing in real estate. Make sure you understand where you stand, and then make sure you're getting a good feed and read over time whether your opportunity is optimized by the choices you have made for investment property today.
One thing I would also suggest is when you're doing your due diligence, when you're assessing what is really there, do not buy off of a seller's pro forma operating statement. Pro forma means it's the seller's forecast of what things might do if everything went exceptionally well. It might include next year's income and some portion of last year's expenses. That is designed to cause you to think this property is more productive than it actually could be or will be.
That's when you need to have Bob Nelson next to you. He knows what the normal trends, what's usually, what's typical, what's appropriate for the rents and the expenses, and will make sure that all the expenses are on the pro forma that you do use for your own assessment and due diligence. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.